Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're all about the Archers. I'm Lauren.
And I'm Katie.
And we are here today to discuss in the Archers so far this week. We will be discussing Sunday the 3rd of March, Monday the 4th of March, and tonight's episode, Tuesday the 5th of March. First things first, neither you or I are Philippa. That's a bit of a surprise. Philippa's not very well tonight, so we're sending our big love and hugs to her. Philippa, we love you. Get well soon. But it's me and Katie tonight. If this ever sees the light of day. In our capable hands. So first thing, before we get chatting about the week, I must mention that there was due to be an episode with Lillian, the actor that plays Lillian, Sunny Ormond. We were going to be chatting with her this week, but due to poorliness, we haven't been able to do that. But that will be coming. But I just wanted to mention that Sunny herself is having a wonderful little show, which is so exciting. An Evening with Sunny. And there's details all about that in the show notes if you would like to go and check that out and get yourself down there. It's happening on the 15th of March. All for charity. Sounds lovely. And the interview with Lillian will be happening. But Katie, tonight's episode, what did you think?
I'm loving the cupboard shenanigans.
I am not loving the cupboard shenanigans. I'm finding the cupboard shenanigans are giving me what I believe the youth call the ick.
Yes. Maybe that's the name of the podcast episode. The ick. I am slightly concerned, though, why I seem to like the Harrison and Fallon pancakes in bed and then Alice turned to these in a cupboard. What is wrong with me?
Do you know, I thought exactly the same as I was writing down that it gave me the ick. And I was thinking back to a couple of weeks ago where I was like, oh, this is so exciting. And I quite liked Alice and Harry having a little rolling around in the mud. But I'm not happy with any sort of, like, cupboard related stuff. But I just find it's not her, it's him. He's given me the bad ick of like just talking about, he just seems like a bit of a cheeser, doesn't he? Like talking about what it's going to be like to kiss her and all this flirting and oh God. Yeah.
I just think I would rather hear how good it's going to be to kiss rather than the smooching all the time.
I don't know that I would. I feel like maybe I would prefer to hear the actual stuff. Because they're talking about it. Who talks about it? They're just not.
Yeah. Weird.
No, definitely not. What else did you think tonight? What do you think of Emma trying to rattle Fallon with, I don't think
Emma
you're very
was
Ill.
Really annoying me. Yeah. I can't deal with Emma when she gets like this. She just gets a bit vile. Like there's just those little digs, like the digs with Alice and the digs with Fallon. And it's like, just back off. Yeah, she really bugs me at times. And this was not a good Emma. She was one of my flops.
No, she was. Yeah. And would you surprise that Harry turned up in the cafe when he did?
Yes. Yeah. I didn't see it coming. And then when he spoke, I was thinking, oh no, Harry, what are you doing? I absolutely loved Fallon when she gave him, she was like, here's your croissant and flat white. And I hope you choke on it.
You heard what I said. You heard what I said. I know. I was like, oh my goodness me.
Oh, I loved her.
Lovely bit of service
brilliant.
With a smile.
She threw it at him.
She absolutely threw it. But I was surprised that he came along. Mm. I did think we hadn't seen the back of him, and him saying, oh, do you think if I really give my recovery a go, we'll be able to get back together, get back to where we were? And I was thinking, oh, God, this is what's on the cards then, is it? Just months of simpering and all of this sort of thing.
But do you think it's going to be a bit of a Chris comes to Alice's rescue and kind of steps in and there's a fist fight at dawn
for Alice? I don't know that she needs him to come to her rescue. One of my faves this week has been Alice. I feel like I'm getting to know her outside of the alcoholism. I didn't really know much about her aside from that. And I'm liking what I'm seeing. Like, I think she's really holding her own. She's a realist. She's really saying, like, she remembers what she was like when she was, like, in the depths of the alcoholism. And, yeah, I also felt quite impressed at how highly she still thinks of Harry. That made me think highly of her. Like, she was like, he's not a bad guy. He's just got these issues, which I suppose is where she's been with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know that she needs Chris to come to the rescue.
No, I don't think she needs him.
Yeah.
But I reckon he may be... I need to save her and
be
there.
I don't know. To the rescue.
Or is she going to help him with his recovery and they live happily ever after?
That's one of my predictions. We're leaping into predictions, but I wonder if she'll become his sponsor or how that works. Mm. Like, I wondered if maybe that's going to happen for them. But yeah, I'm surprised. I did feel like we'd seen the back of him, but then maybe we haven't seen the back of him. And we've got a lot. There's going to be a lot going on.
I didn't think he'd come back this quick.
No, not today.
Very quickly.
And he's very much like, oh, I want to say the right thing. And how do you think that's going to go? Alice made an absolute mess of it, didn't she? So, like, is this going to be even more of a mess?
Yes. One of my jumping forward again predictions. Philippa's not here, so we've gone crazy. She'll never do this again. One of my predictions is that Harry's going to turn up drunk to the hearing. And are they going to believe anything he says?
I hadn't even thought that. I just thought he'd get there and just be sort of like bumbling and silly and like it wasn't that bad and just not really be able to think it all through. But I hadn't even considered that he would turn up drunk because he doesn't think he's got a problem either, does he?
No.
He could absolutely just have a little live now before he goes in and just makes an absolute show of it. I hadn't considered that. Oh, God. Have you got any more faves for the week so far?
I've got, I mean, in Philippa's honour, biscuit chat. I mean, why is she not here?
Biscuits. So many biscuits. Custard creams, bourbons, rich tea, fig rolls, arrowroot, an unheard of biscuit for me.
Oh, I quite like them.
Oh, do you?
I like arrowroot.
What are they like? I've never heard of them.
They're a bit like a rich tea.
Oh, okay.
They're quite similar to that. But yeah, I think they are anyway. But yeah, I quite like them.
I'll have to just have a little
nibble
look
on
out
if
for these.
He's not been well.
Yeah, that's what they said. Maybe that's what Philippa could have. She's not having enough arrowroot. That's where it's going wrong.
Eat more biscuits, Philippa.
I also quite liked Brian as well. I thought he was very...
Yes.
I found him very funny when he panicked about Alice talking about auras. And he was like, no. I've already got one daughter who's mad on auras. Don't be any more mad on auras than...
Yeah.
But I thought he was very nice, very supportive, very chilled out until Harry arrived. Mm. But like, I thought he was very... Yeah, it was just like two mates having a chat, really, wasn't it?
I think he handled the whole thing well. Even once Harry turned up, I think he handled it well.
Yeah.
I feel like he could have just flown off the handle and totally lost it with him. And he didn't, to be fair.
No.
He was fairly calm with it. So, yeah, Brian is in my running for Star of the Week, to be honest.
Mine too, actually. Yeah, so should we do Star of the Week? Because seeing as we're just running, we're just going wild. I put Alice Brian I'll give it to them. And I know Quentin loves it when I share the Star of the Week out amongst the stars.
He really likes it. Yeah, he likes it when it's plural and there's loads to choose from. That's happy. We'll keep him happy.
But if you give it to Brian, I can give it to Alice and then we can both be satisfied.
True, but I've got two as well.
Oh, tell me your other Star of the Week.
So yeah, I've got Brian and then I've got Jim, aka Cupid, with his little wings.
He's really keen for his son to have an affair, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He's really up for it.
Come on.
He's really encouraging it. Really, really wants him to have an affair. Yeah,
definitely.
Cute little Jim.
Oh no, well, it was very cute.
We've alluded a little bit to the food, but there was a little bit of food. It was mainly biscuit heavy, but there was also, tell me if you've got any more than these, Sunday lunch with three mentions of roast potatoes. Then there was the corporate afternoon tea And then Harry's chocolate and almond croissant, hope you choke on it. Did you get any more food than that?
No, that was it. But I did have a question with the biscuits when they were talking about high-end biscuits.
Yeah.
I did wonder what that was going to be. At first, I wrote shortbread/fig roll, but then they class fig roll as a lower biscuit.
Fig roll's quite lowbrow. I love a fig roll.
I'm obviously not posh enough. But then they kept saying nice biscuits. And so I was thinking, is this the BBC's way of getting a brand into a conversation? And they were actually those nice biscuit that they were having instead. Yeah, I had shortbread. I don't know, really. Don't know what classes as a posh biscuit. Answers on a postcard. We can maybe discuss it in the Patreon. There we go. There's a good link. So I liked the board game conversation as well. It was on Sunday when Jazza came round for a board game with Jim and Alistair. Because I was a bit confused at first when he said board game with Jazza. I had visions of Mousetrap or Hungry Hippos or something like that. So I was thinking that they should open a board game cafe. I think that would be quite cute. Mum and Dad have just got one in their little village, which was quite a surprise. I love a board game cafe. I think they need one of them. Imagine the sound effects, the rolling of the dice. They could play Frustration constantly. That kind
of
stuff.
I love Catan. I don't like it. Oh, don't you?
No.
Oh, God, I love it. I could be Catan in all day long, very much. And all of the expansions all day. I would love that. Also, Fallon doesn't seem all that happy in her job. Why doesn't she just go and run the board game cafe with Harrison?
There we go. They could do a little cops and robbers theme, couldn't they?
Lee. Black and white stripy tops and like little masks.
Yes.
Lovely.
You get a swag
they
bag.
They should definitely
when you
do
leave.
That.
There we go.
Any other predictions?
I've just got Alistair and Denise, and I put overdue weddings, got a little bit overly excited. And then when Denise was, I don't know, with the whole John thing where he's struggling and he's all, what were the words? Fragile, a wreck, and on his own. I was just thinking, oh, will they, won't they? What's going to happen? Is Denise going to, I don't know, chicken out of telling him? I don't think she'll stay with him, but how long is she going to keep Alistair waiting, and will he wait?
So I sort of, because I thought when she was very firm about the fact that she was going to call him that night, I'm going to give your dad a call tonight. And I thought, you're going to dump him tonight? I thought, while his mum's dying, this is the moment you go, it can't get much worse. I may as well, as his mum's dying, I'll also tell him that his marriage has broken down. I didn't know if that's where that was going also. And then I also wondered if she might go out there and be like, just to let you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I don't know how long he's going to be out there. I also didn't realise he was staying out there. I thought him and Paul were coming back together. So it was a bit of a surprise when...
Yeah.
Because they weren't firm about whether or not he was still out there, were they? They were just will we stay?
Yeah. I thought that they were coming back together. So yeah, I hadn't realised, but... Yeah, it's not really the conversation you have over a phone call, especially when they're not in the country and their mum's dying. It's not really going to go well.
Yeah, there's not much. I wonder what Denise's bedside manner's like with the with the animals, as opposed to just telling her husband that she don't really fancy him anymore and she'd rather snog Alistair all day long and talk about that.
Yeah, I'd rather be in a cupboard with Alistair. Thanks, bye.
One of my predictions was that, will she ever speak to him, or is it going to happen tonight? Or will her and Alistair just continue to be this revolting snog fest that we're getting? Also, I think that they're being a bit delusional. That do they really think that dinner, kissing, flirting, is that like they're saying, oh, we haven't done anything really bad about it? Like, that's still a relationship. You're still having a relationship. My husband come to me and said, we didn't do anything else. We're just kissing and flirting and going out for dinner. But no, I hadn't spoken to you about it yet, so it was fine.
Yeah, we were just in a medical cupboard.
Yeah. So I don't know if they're... But I think that maybe that sort of is being cemented by Jim being so enthused by them and stuff like that. So maybe that they're just...
Yeah, it's a bizarre one.
Are you rooting for them?
End of arm, yeah. It's kind of, I want them to both be happy, and they haven't been happy. Denise isn't happy with John, and Alistair's not been happy since Shula, really. So, yeah, I'd like them to get together. I think it would be quite sweet.
I think
it's
a will they, won't they? And I'm just like, just tell me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm over the will they, won't they. I'm just like, look, just tell me. Just tell me whether or not this is going to happen. Because I'm
not invested enough. I really don't care if it's going to go on forever. Yeah. Just do it or don't.
If it doesn't happen, that's fine too. Yeah. But just, yeah.
Yeah,
and I feel a bit, a couple of weeks ago, I think I was quite enthused by the thought of them. So I've obviously gone off that.
Wow. Just a little bit.
Get together instantly. I don't like a slow burn. I want it insta love. And then the only other prediction I had, which I mentioned earlier on, was that I think maybe Alice will become Harry's sponsor or will have a hand in his recovery. Mm. I hope there's a recovery in it for him. And yeah. I hope she continues with her recovery. But yeah, I feel like that's where this is going, surely. Like we both said, I don't think we'd seen the back of Harry, but we were surprised to see him back so quickly. But I feel like there's this would be a good storyline in terms of adding to the recovery and her assisting someone in their recovery. And yeah,
definitely. I hope he doesn't just vanish and go off and then it'll be what happened to Harry, because we've still got that doctor's diagnosis. Goodness. What was all that about? Was that to do with the alcoholism and he was just keeping it quiet and it's to do with his liver, or is it something totally unrelated, or what is it's all of that, or is liver he drinking related, because of that, because he's stressed and it's not good news and he's just
who knows. Will we ever find out?
No.
Who knows? That is something I do. I feel like I care about that more than I care about whether Denise and us to get together.
Brilliant.
I firmly got some investment in Alice and Harry anyways.
Yeah.
There we go. Go. That was it. How it went all right, didn't it?
Yes, yeah, I think so. Guys, anyone there?
Did they just see Philippa wasn't here and think, nah, this isn't for me?
Log off.
Not this week, maybe. But if you do want more of this and you're not a Patreon of ours, you can become a Patreon of ours. We've got our first live event this Thursday. We're both Katie and I and Quentin and Philippa, all four of us. We're very excited about it. And yeah, it's going to be going ahead this Thursday. Do look in the show notes because there's all details of that in there, as there is with the evening with Sunny Armand, which is down below as well. And yeah, I think that's it. It's a goodbye from me.
And a ta-ra from me.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.